This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A shampoo bandit who has stolen hundreds of dollars worth of shampoo in Niagara Falls is
on
the run.
Shampoo? What kind of shampoo?
Well, they say he struck stores in Niagara Falls, Buffalo, stealing bottles of shampoo in broad daylight. In one place, he got away with $263 worth of shampoo inside his leather jacket before fleeing a drugstore.
Did he really like the shampoo?
I guess. Well, no.
Must be that orgasm one.
Yeah, 2 days. 2 days later, he took 22 bottles worth about $170 from a CVS, and then another 32 bottles from another CVS within the same week. Total value, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
So he's selling it on eBay?
eBay or Amazon?
He's taking, they say, the stolen shampoo to a pizzeria in Buffalo and selling it through there.
What?
Can I get a large pepperoni?
VO5.
You want some hot pizza and a hot shampoo?
Yeah.
Pizza and shampoo?
Who buys shampoo from a pizza parlor?
Business.
And they were, so it was like, how many dollars worth? It was like $200.
So two, yeah. Each time it's all like, yeah, in total here, at least $800 worth of shampoo.
So they're $5 to $6 a piece?
You'd think so, yeah. I mean, I don't know, maybe some or more.
People are buying it from a pizza place to save $2.
So let's see, $170 worth, and there was 22 bottles. No, yeah, about like $8 a bottle.
Yeah, that seems right.
So he'd have to sell them for at least 10 to be...
Well, no, because he's not paying, so he can sell it for half. Even if he makes half the money, it's still free money.
Yeah, there's no pay up front for it.
So, like, when you're buying a pizza from there, they're like, would you like also some shampoo?
Never heard of an upsell that involves shampoo and pizza.
No. Nope.
So they think they've tracked him down. A warrant's out for his arrest, but they haven't been able to catch the shampoo bandit yet.
Don't you feel like it must work to have done it for so long?
And to keep doing it?
And to keep doing it?
People are buying shampoo from a pizza joint?
I mean, you go in, you order your pizza, you go to pick it up. Like, hey.
Yeah. You got pizza.
What do you got?
I got some here.
Oh, Jesus.
High volume.
Did you say high volume?
Yeah, that's high volume. It's good stuff.
How much do you want for that?
I would say $5. $6.
$5?
Yeah, it's $5.
You know, it's normally $8.
Yeah, these are $9 a piece.
About $4.80.
You got it.
$4.80? She saves herself 20 cents?
Give me those quarters.
How about $4.80?
Man, she drives a hard bargain.
She negotiated, dude.
Negotiate with Lisa Way, please.
Even in the bit,
I
was
$4.80.
Like,
wow. My final offer.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
I was like, I gave you the dollar.
No,
yeah,
no, don't. No,
it's too cheap. I was like, I gave you no way.
But seriously, that's the silliness of it. How much are you saving on shampoo? On cheap, right. Like, drugstore shampoo?
I don't know.
Really? How much can you bargain down?
About $4.80. All right. Give me those three quarters in that nickel.
Ooh. I'm not happy about it, but yes.
I'm not even supposed to do this.
Yeah. Another guy. I have to come over.
Yeah. She wants $4.80.
$4.80.
Got
him at Heinemann. All right.
If you go through that much trouble to steal it in your leather jacket, you like.
Yeah,
you wouldn't ask. I don't know. You don't want to ask for less.
It's crazy stuff.
It's free anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever you make is good.
Mm.
You know, whatever you make.
Yeah, but the risk versus reward.
Yeah, you're selling hot shampoo.
It's a bizarre, bizarre.
It's definitely a bizarre one. It's definitely a bizarre one.
Can't piece it together. This a different kind of crime spree. $4.80. My final offer. Take it or go.
I will take it.
He says he'll take.
He'll take.
He's for
one pizza, please.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There was a listener who sent us a link to a a foot service. They were looking for a local place to get a pedicure.
Okay.
And they stumbled upon a mobile service.
Oh, boy. Let me check your tootsies.
I'll come to you.
It sounds like, yeah.
What's your address?
They come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a donation-based company, so I don't understand that part of it.
I don't like to talk numbers.
Is that to get around paying taxes, or they don't have to get a business license if they do that?
I just want to touch feet. I don't want to put a price on it.
That's what I think it is, and I think that anything can happen.
Yeah.
So it'd be hard for me to say just $80 and I'll show up.
I've got some videos I'm going to show you. This guy who runs the service has done some videos on this site.
Oh,
it's but, a guy. Yeah, it's a guy. So the services section, it says express service, $50 donation. Customer receives a pedicure complete with choice of nail color and foot massage. Preferred customer full package, $100 donation. That's a pedicure. Choice of nail color, 60-minute foot massage, and knee massage.
You imagine you were into feet, though? Like, it's kind of a genius move. Like, you're into feet. Like, if I was super into feet, I could understand, like, wanting to wash, like, a girl's foot. And then, like, you do their nails for them.
Yeah.
Oh, but the video.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm ready.
This is a larger...
Oh, my God.
He is a black man, and he is into big white women's feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like a great big fat person.
Yeah.
The videos that he posted online.
Video number one.
Yeah, let's go here to...
God, look at the place.
The video takes place dirty bedroom. I'm not sure if maybe this is... Could this be his mobile home on the run that he brings to your place?
It's possible, yes. It could be an
RV.
No
way. That's that woman's house.
That's her house.
Yeah, that's her house.
I'm not sure. She can't even get out of bed.
Yeah,
no, I mean, like, she's like, so fat that the arch of her foot has filled with fat.
No, she has Mama June bug feet.
Oh, God.
You know when those flies were flying out of her toes?
She's on a bed. You just see her from the knees down.
Let me love your feet.
Just feet. I'm gonna take
a little time with your feet for me.
I love how he's talking to me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's talking.
A very important trademark secret.
Trademark secret, baby.
It's what works. Recession-proof income.
Recession-proof income.
Rubbing fat, chick's feet.
Really getting it. Soft feet go mobile.
Take a mobile.
Total. Mobile foot care.
This is an advertisement video?
Yes. That we are able to bring our service.
Could you imagine just smelling this chick's feet from this close?
Oh, no.
God.
But at the same time, Soft Feet Go Mobile is
donor-based
only. We accept donations. We also accept
So he starts doing this here.
Yeah, I gotta see what he's doing.
8 minutes of this.
Yeah.
Which will offer stimulation.
Oh, God, he's going to touch.
Stimulate blood flow.
He starts by just shaving the dead skin off her feet right there onto the bed.
Okay, so.
Watch!
Is he actually, like, doing this for people that are big to, like, try and help their diabetes feet?
Oh, that's what it is. He said, at one point in the video, he says BBW women can really benefit from a good foot massage. I think he just likes.
Sometimes they die. You know, those feet just die.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd use the term BBW if you're trying to provide a medical service.
Exactly. Right.
You would.
I think he wants BBW feet.
So yes.
We won't have to get into a whole lot of details.
Let me rub it up and down.
So he's rubbing her big feet.
Let me play with your piggies, baby. Make you so hot.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me rub on my hands.
Then he goes, here he goes in with the skin shaver. Just right there, over the bed and the floor.
On his covers,
man. Because tonight, baby.
Look.
I'm on a cheese grater, your feet.
Awesome.
Yeah, Lise, have you ever been to a place where they just, like, would get skin everywhere?
No.
No, huh?
Don't you usually soak them before you do that?
Yes, yeah. You don't just shave them off the side of the bed.
I don't know. Can this woman move to put her feet in a tub of water?
There's a portable foot spa you can bring.
No, I know, but can she move up?
You ready for the? Because I think her feet forever. There's a lot of dead skin to get rid of.
Stone has a mild abrasive effect.
These puppies are dry.
Does not cause discomfort even to clients.
Anyway, so he keeps going on her big ass feet.
Yep.
In the next video, the camera pans and you see the rest of her.
I felt like I saw her for a second first one.
Oh, did you?
It looked like an uncooked turkey sitting there.
Well, you wait. You ready for video number two from this site?
Yep.
Here we go.
Let me play.
There you go. Oh, look at that!
Oh, my God.
Welcome to phase two.
This is phase two.
In this part, a customer can also, under the full package, get their feet painted. Usually this process
it's just painting her toenails for 20 minutes in this section.
But it really takes his time.
It's the first look at that.
Yeah.
That is a big girl.
I like that he carries his foot supplies in a plastic grocery bag, too.
He just
sits on the end of the bed.
Yeah.
But I bring my lunch into work every day.
Dead skin peeler, that just gets rubbed on everyone's foot.
Yeah, it's pretty unsanitary.
There are services
that'll come out, you know, for elderly people and cut their hair or do things like that. I don't know if it's disabled.
That's not what this is.
Okay, so bottom line here, perv thinks he's providing a service, wants big women. Like, what's the motivation here?
Here's the thing. He is providing a service for people with a lack of mobility.
Mm-hmm.
He is. But to think, like, you have to be into big girls' feet.
She doesn't seem to mind.
No, she's loving it.
I love this.
It's probably his girlfriend, right?
Well,
she's on the videos.
One of them.
Girlfriend
or
wife.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, girlfriend or wife, I guess it could be.
Is there other videos or those are the only
just
two?
Those are the only two. And I'm going to tweet out the link so you guys can see these for yourself and see what you think's going on here.
I would assume. I mean, it's a diabolical plan if you're into feet.
Yeah.
Because you're literally signing up to just go to people's houses and rub their feet for an hour.
Yep, scrape them up.
You know, like I'm thinking about, you know, because I have like that nail fetish.
Mm.
And if it was like a super crazy fetish where all I wanted to do was just touch hands and like touch their nail, like, thank God it's not that.
Yeah.
But you could see in the same way, like, oh, I started my own nail place.
It's a win-win, baby.
You know? And I'm not every chick's nails I'm going to like, but there's enough.
Mm.
You open it in the right place, and you're going to see a lot of hot chicks getting their nails done.
Mm. I don't know what's happening here. I'm trying to tweet it out, but my computer just froze.
It doesn't want you to even do it.
There we go. All right. So, yeah, you can go to twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see these videos and try and figure out what's going on here. Is this guy a perv, or is it he just thinks he's offering a service? Or
it's a real rough watch. That's a dirty room he's in. Mm-hmm.
It is a dirty room and big-ass feet and big legs and ankles.
You're just shaving someone's foot onto their comforter.
Yeah. They don't seem like the cleanest people.
No. Aww. And donation, again, I think it's just avoiding taxes. Donation.
Yeah, he probably doesn't need to have a license if he's doing donations.
You don't set a price for a donation.
And it's not a real business.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, donations are different.
They don't have an LLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I doubt it. I don't think they're covered by the Better Business Bureau.
No.
I don't know, man. I feel like he probably does a great job on those big girls' feet.
Can I ask this, though? Do women get people to come to their house to do their feet? No. Is that a business?
No, they go to a...
I know you said for seniors and stuff, but for regular...
Well, I will say this.
Women?
I do think there are people, you know, there are people that have services come. Like, one of my buddies just had... Somehow he knows someone who cuts hair.
Mm.
So he had them come over, and like six kids all got their hair cut there at a house.
Yeah.
And to me, it's crazy, but people do have like a person that works at a salon come to their house.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. So this is just it's different.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
The sound of him filing that foot sounded like he was sawing a 2x12.
No. That lady.
Well, before honestly, you see the foot. Yeah, the foot was at least a 2x12.
That was a big old foot.
Yeah.
It was a gigantic.
Like, I am shocked he didn't just pull out one of those orange.
Like a power sander.
Power sanders. Yeah.
It would have been more effective.
Yeah.
Easy, God. Oh, that's good. That's hot.
Yeah, your nail's a little long here.
Okay, you just hold my hand. Jesus Christ.
Let me probe your feet.
Oh, the singing calms me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's tender. That's tender. That is tender. Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
That's why baby.
I love what you sing, but that's you're getting close to the
power this thing down.
That's some of that's baby skin, some of that's baby skin. Some of that's baby skin.
It's still pretty hard, baby.
Oh, oh. Is it bleeding?
Sounds like sharpening hockey skates.
Oh.
Oh. Just relax, baby. Just relax.
I'm trying. Jesus, H.
Please go check out the feet in that video. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see it. I don't know how much actually that website can support.
I don't think that video.
When I watched it this morning, it had 42 views.
Yeah.
Now it has 47.
Yeah. That's us watching it twice.
Phase two.
Just her body off the top of number two.
Well, her midriff's so big that you can't see the rest of her, right?
Yeah.
It's just legs.
She's camouflaged.
It's all legs. And
it's all legs and shirt.
I can't say we would recommend mobile foot services.
So are they around here? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to have him come in and do my feet on the show?
Oh, my God.
My God, yes.
You'd let him?
I'll let him do my feet. I don't care.
You would let him do
your feet?
Oh, my God,
that would be
feet?
Amazing. For the show, not, yeah.
But you have to bring in your own file.
Yeah, I'll bring my own supplies.
Because that's gross.
I'll bring my own supplies, but...
Oh, yeah, it's...
Yeah.
Near the airport.
That's weird. It would be a weird one.
I'll sit in the studio and let him sing.
We did let someone massage you in here.
That's true.
Yeah, I had two dudes give me a rub down in there.
That's right. Guys.
He had a straight man and a gay man massage him to see who could give the better massage. That's right.
Who won that one?
I believe the gay guy.
Yeah, the gay guy killed it, didn't he?
He was like on his hands, like doing
he did a good job.
Acrobatic stuff on my back.
Yeah, he was all up on you.
Yeah.
That was a nice day.
So let's see what James's feet look like after he gets them done by.
His feet are gorgeous already, but.
Mobile foot massage.
Are we going to contact him?
Probably not right now. Maybe after the show, I'll fill out that contact form.
It's always a bad franchising.
Oh, he's an entrepreneur.
What?
It's recession-proof income.
$20,000?
You give this guy 20
you get
grand?
A nail file?
You get a 24-month limited partnership contract.
Leads on big girls.
This guy is...
Look at this.
Good for
look
him.
His Gmail.
He's got the Twitter.
No, not yet.
Twitter is closed.
Uh-oh. Somebody already had that name.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's franchising for $20,000 for this.
I think that's just a shot in the dark. Anybody's going to pony up 20 grand for him.
Doesn't it almost seem like you're becoming a partner with him?
Yeah.
And some other foot guy might be like,
what supplies
this is
do you
great.
Need to run your own nail business?
A nail polish?
Well, they have to have something that goes mobile.
Okay.
That's just so they can use that name, Soft Feet Mobile, probably. He probably owns
that big name, huh?
Yeah.
Soft Feet Mobile.
Yeah, I guess that's it. But anyway, if you want to see it for yourself, go see those videos, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck, or the page there.
That's a very uncomfortable video.
It is hard to watch.
Mm-mm-mm.
But he's out there, and he's running a business.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I have never had been in a place where they had a homeowners association. It always seems very strange to me.
One. You don't? Did you? I have one.
Do you? No, I don't.
But they don't do anything.
I wish I could say they don't do anything.
Because some of them seem like they're way more annoying and tougher than others.
Yeah.
Right?
And they are, yeah. I had a friend that was the head of it for a while.
And someone you enjoyed?
So it's like a block.
Yeah, he was good.
People have meetings, right? Like...
I think there are meetings. I don't know.
There are meetings.
I would never go
to one.
It's like a condo association, pretty much.
They have like a barbecue they put on in my area.
Oh, I don't have any
once
that.
A year that I used to get dragged to. I don't go anymore. They're the upholders of the law.
Right, like you've got the wrong garbage cans and your bushes look stupid.
But like mine, right. They'll like fix mailboxes or they'll.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like plant trees or make things.
It's trees
nicer.
That mine are like they try and talk. Everyone must have the same tree. If you don't have the same tree, we will cut your trees down.
Wow. See, that's the kind of crap I don't like.
Yeah. Same trees, no sheds, same kind of fence. Everyone has to have the same kind of fence.
So you buy a house and then. It's in a certain area that has a homeowners association. Then you got to play ball by their rules.
And you pay them fees, right?
Mm-hmm. You pay them fees. Yeah. But what they do is they like, when you drive, so you're driving down a road and then there's like going to be a subdivision off to the side and it'll say like Kraken View Park or whatever, and it's a sign and it's got flowers and whatnot. They pay for that crap.
Oh, okay.
That's what you pay for.
So this story is about a homeowners association that did something incredibly stupid. A woman named Catherine, who lives in Tennessee, got a $100 fine from her HOA at her condo complex because her car left a penis-shaped outline on the road. She parked her Honda Insight. And the next morning she drove away. The car had left an outline that looks phallic.
Okay.
They gave her a fine for that.
What? They thought that she did that.
Did it on purpose.
You can see what this looks like at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The HOA didn't apologize. She refused to pay the fine and threatened legal action. But they said as well they won't pursue it any further. But didn't apologize to her for trying to.
It occurs to us that we actually have no authority.
Yeah, they don't.
And do they?
Condo associations are different than homeowners.
Yeah, so I rent a condo, and there's a condo association that takes care of, like, the salt.
All the
this is different. Yeah, this is different.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you do get your area plowed. I really don't know. I don't pay any attention. But I just know that it's usually the worst of us that is in charge of it.
Oh, yeah. It's somebody with no life.
Nothing going on. And like the guy I knew that did it, he was like, oh my God, why did I ever
became a pain in the ass?
Oh my God, it was such a nightmare for him. He thought he was like doing everybody a favor, and it turns out it's not. It's like he was constantly fielding phone calls from old people.
Yeah.
Who were just complaining about, like you said, about trash cans, about the smallest little thing all the time.
Some people said that their HOA told them that those plastic owls you have to scare away birds?
Mm-hmm.
They had to get rid of theirs because it could be seen as racist or offensive. What?
I don't know. I don't know what it does.
Someone else said, I got a warning because I painted my front door navy blue. It had to be dusty rose to match my shutters.
Wow, that's crazy.
You must paint that door dusty rose.
Listen, that doesn't look dusty rose to me at all. That looks quite blue.
It's weird.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's way too much.
By the way, I haven't heard dusty rose since the 80s.
Yeah.
Dusty rose.
Hasn't been popular since
the 80s.
My parents,
I think, liked dusty rose for a while.
Dusty rose, I've met probably 5 different strippers with that.
I was going to say, it sounds like a wrestler.
I guess if you don't pay your HOA fee, someone said they can legally evict you and sell your house to get their fees back.
Oh my God.
That's good to know.
Well, that's great. Why have one?
Someone else said, I got a $50 fine because I put my garbage out before 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Ooh, I'd get fined for that all the time. Because as soon as I get home after work, I put my garbage out for the next day so I don't forget to do it.
Oh, so it's like out there for 100 years?
So it's out there from like, 2 in the afternoon until
you're that guy.
The next
I went
morning.
Out of town last week and put mine out for days before. I was like, I'm not missing trash day.
No.
So yeah. My neighbors must hate me.
I put it out for hours. I would have got a ticket.
What authority does the HOA have to give you a fine?
I don't know.
It's not like the
you
city.
You probably signed something to live there.
I don't know. I honestly don't get it.
Yeah, I tell the HOA to suck it.
Yeah, I know. And then next thing you know, like everything you own is on fire.
They can lay the house on fire. It's insured.
Yeah.
They sell your house and they get their fees that way.
They're not going to sell. I don't buy that text. Because you live in an HOA and you don't abide by
the rules. I don't either, really.
They can just legally take my house
and
sell it.
Yeah. I
mean, get out of here, HOA.
Yeah.
So I said, Dusty Rhodes painted his door.
Yeah, Dusty Rhodes.
His neighbor's gold dust.
Yeah, they say they can't place a lien on your house.
I don't know. My fees are like yearly and they're not that much. So they're pretty.
No, it's not. It's not crazy. And it's listen, if you move into a sub these days, it seems like you're going to have one.
Alex in Boston, you have an HOA horror story.
How's she going, eh? Hey, you guys, love the show. Love listening every day.
Thank you, man.
Anyways, I live within an HOA community. And one summer, my father and I, we went to build a fence for our dog. And we spent like 2-3 months working on it and went by the code and everything. So after finishing it, we talked to our neighbor next to us, who's one of the head members, and he says, this doesn't look good. Doesn't look like it's completely up to code. You got to take it down. You should build it like your neighbors, who their fence was like $5,000 of like metal bars and everything. We're just like, you're serious? He's like, yeah, you got to take it down.
Yeah, I would be furious.
But honestly,
I'd be fighting with that HOA person all the time.
I'm telling you right now, in mine, that is the way it is. If you don't put up the same black metal fence, you're effed.
I don't even know if you're allowed to put fences up.
And honestly,
some people have them, but not
when
really. No
I first was moving, there was a place I was going to move to, and I had the Doberman at the time. And the reason I couldn't move there is because they were like, heavens no, you can't have a fence in this neighborhood.
It's all wide open.
Yeah.
Someone said they were renting a house in Las Vegas. The HOA there took a Polaroid picture of a tiny little weed that was growing by the mailbox, put it in the mailbox, and said, you have to pick this or get a $100 fine. Some of them are insane.
I literally Molotov cocktail a whole entire street.
I just hate, I would hate these people so much.
I don't have any problems, thank God.
Yeah.
I break all
the best
rules.
Thing they do is prevent soliciting.
They prevent soliciting?
Do they?
My neighborhood.
Do you get solicitors?
You know what?
Place?
Not. I mean, I have. I.
How
you
do
know
they
what
prevent
I,
soliciting?
How much soliciting is there even these days?
It's there's what not a ton. Think, I'm trying to think of who I've had lately come to. So probably in the last
religious groups
3 years, I've had a guy starting his own church.
Mm-hmm.
He came over. I get the occasional company that's doing the windows down the road.
I have people who we'll take those trees down.
Oh, we don't have any trees.
Listen, my daughter got her car towed by the HOA because it was backed into a parking space. You back it in? That's illegal there?
Wow.
I'd get tickets all the time. I love to back it in.
It's like an association of people with like, what is that? Obsessive compulsive disorder.
No, but honestly, that's usually who's like in charge of it.
Yeah.
The people that are in charge of it end up being a little bit crazy, I think.
Are they all old broads?
I don't know.
I think it's an old guy in my neighborhood who does it. I've never met him. I don't know.
Yeah. How was your vacation? I saw you put your trash out, Lisa. That's going to be a problem.
You know, it blew. You know, there's some trash blew.
Glad you're back. I was going to meet you at the airport because I follow you on Instagram. Your trash was blowing around, just blowing willy-nilly.
Oh, don't worry. We picked it up for you.
We did. Hired a guy. That was $500. But just don't do that anymore.
He was Mexican. That's another set of problems.
I'm surprised you didn't hear from your HOA about your
I
am
3-day early trash.
I am too. Did it stay? So were you back in time to like pick it up so it wasn't hanging out there for a long time?
Yeah, I have a pet sitter. She picked up some of it, which I felt bad. I'm like, don't pick up anything. Yeah. I'll be there soon. I'll pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised they weren't all over you for that. Seems like something that would just drive them bonkers.
Yeah. Big city girl. Heading to the Big Apple, huh?
Had to go. I see where you are.
Didn't take you for one of those types. Forgot all about us because the big city lights, huh? Forgot about the rules.
Yeah, the world keeps spinning even though you're out there traveling.
You know, that city doesn't sleep. We do. And it's hard with trash.
I tried to.
Smacking our windows at 5 a.m.
I didn't get a lick of sleep, did you?
Start spreading the news. Welcome back. Start spreading. Put your trash out right next time.
Well, wait a second. You know what's crazy? Trash day is a Thursday.
Yeah,
it is Thursday.
But it's Monday.
How is that possible?
You know, can I be honest? You threw my whole week off because I saw trash and then I put mine out.
I had to find myself because of your big city dreams.
Yeah. I went grocery shopping and realized I had already just gone grocery shopping.
Threw him completely off. Sure, you had some good Italian food there. Nice slice of pizza.
Yeah, stop at a pizza pie joint.
Yes, I did.
Did you get a little Statue of Liberty?
No.
Huh?
No. See Times Square? Bet you loved it.
Big city girl, too busy for our little rules here.
Apparently.
I'm so surprised that didn't happen to you.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Well, you should be vacationing.
Ooh. Look who's back.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Someone said they got a $250 free fee from their HOA for flying an American flag.
What?
It's America.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but it all depends. Like,
there's rules on those.
Yeah.
There's rules, man. They got rules.
Travis is in Punta Gorda, Florida, and he says that he was a president of an HOA. You weren't one of these picky little bastards, were you, Travis?
You know what? I was just the opposite. I didn't enforce very much of it, but I think it kind of made people a little mad.
Yeah. So, okay, but at the same time, so my buddy that did this, who ended up moving to Florida, he would have to field phone calls from people nonstop, people complaining.
Yep, and you know what? We had, I was in West Michigan and for years, but we had a lot of Chicago people, older people, some younger people, and in like the garbage can ordeal. You'd have a guy that got up every morning, you know, at 4 a.m, and people had real jobs, and he'd let me know, you know, during the day, he'd walk by it 2 days later or so and go, you know, I had to return Bob's trash can, and I'd just be like, well, that's a nice neighbor. But he was getting at, you know, like he wanted me to go after him because he didn't like the people, you know.
You going
to
crack some skulls?
It was a tit for tat with the old people. But as part of selling the home, you do get notarized at the beginning for the bylaws, and it's all legal at the courthouse. And yeah, and I could put liens against people's homes, but you know what? Like I said, I never really, I done it for 2 years and I got the heck out of there.
Yeah,
because
you're a decent dude, but you see some people taking advantage of that, right?
But listen, I know.
All right, Travis, thanks for calling
in. I thought he was saying something else. Mm-hmm. I know people where they've got into disputes, you know, like neighborhoods can get real clicky. And then all of a sudden, like there's someone builds like a giant, offensive, giant thing in their backyard, but they're friends with the guy who's in charge of it. So it's all good, everything's fine,
right?
You know, but then you try and do something and it's like no, or you're like, this offensive thing, I have to stare at it all the time, you know.
But you can't complain because that's his buddy,
and there's nothing you can do.
Omar's in Florida. You had lived in an HOA as well. Hey, Omar.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
yeah,
man.
I lived in a, so, like a place that had the homeowners association and all, and I had a big lifted truck and all, like 8 inches, 37s and all.
Yeah.
And first they said I could park at a certain spot and all, but they kept putting them on those little stickers and all, like those tow stickers or you can't park here stickers.
Yeah.
And then I guess it was the neighbors and all that ended up getting like all antsy by it, because I would wake up at like 5, 6 in the morning, and it was a diesel truck, so basically waking up the whole neighborhood. They kept towing it, like towed it 2 times. It each cost me $500 two times.
Sons of bitches, because it was just too loud for them. They just didn't like your truck. Like,
listen, an old person at 5 a.m., I mean, they're up. They're up. It's the same person that said I was dropping my dog off, and I said I was a 5'2" Asian.
Hey, Omar, you know what I didn't sign up for is waking up to Monster Jam.
Sure didn't. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Monster what? Are you going to jump over some cars?
Deanna's in Tampa. You live in an HOA, and you had an issue just this morning, right?
Yes, I did, actually, right on my way to work.
What happened?
So I walk out of my house, say goodbye to my husband, and all of a sudden, a lady, a hand just goes right in front of my face. New newsletter right in front of my face.
Oh, Jesus. Like a horror movie?
What?
So this lady like jumped out of a bushes giving you the community newsletter?
I was like, thank you. And I just ran in the house and I told my husband, I was like, oh, this lady just came out of the bushes.
I've been waiting here at the night.
I'm trying. I'm sure. I don't think you've ever looked at it. You're going to look this time, and I'm going to watch you.
It makes you read it, right?
Yeah,
remember.
Read it.
I'm going to test you on it.
Yeah, there's a survey on the back. You have to answer it, or we put a lien on your house.
How many inches is your grass supposed to be?
Uh-huh.
Tell me.
Yeah.
I've been waiting here since 3:30 in the morning.
You know, you might want to lower the wheels on your lawnmower.
Lower it down.
Lower it.
Get with the program.
Yeah.
Someone said they got fined by their HOA when they washed their car in their front yard. Mm. Another one said our neighbor was the HOA head. He would walk right into our house like he owned the place.
Oh,
well,
no.
That's
how you get shot in certain places.
My dad better never get a homeowner's association.
Ooh,
that is inappropriate, man.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Ain't nobody walking into my house.
Hells no.
That's,
right.
That's my house. I invite you in.
Kevin in Detroit, your parents live in an HOA. Do they like it or not?
Well, actually, it wasn't an HOA. It was even worse. My mother has a historical home in Rochester.
Oh.
And anytime they want to do any little repair to it, God. They have to go in front of this board.
Oh, man.
And it's insane. And they actually wanted to make their barn historical. And my stepdad said, hell no, get off my property. I don't want to have to ask you guys to fix my barn.
Yeah. Oh man,
it is wild.
Historical home. You know, it's funny because you'll drive through like small towns all over the place and you'll see like these things where you're like, wow, this is like real cool. It's this little small town and all these homes look really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But being in one of those homes is like a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like a nightmare.
Oh, I would think so. So this guy said, I lived in an HOA when I was a kid. In the summer, they'd actually give me $20 to ride around on my bike and find people breaking the law for them.
So they can make some money.
So they were just their little snitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Snitches get stitches, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny to say that to a kid on a bike.
Yep.
You a little snitch, bitch? Huh? On your little bitchy bike? Snitchy, bitchy bike?
We know what you do, bitch. Snitch.
Well, just don't be a snitch.
I'd have my lawnmower ready with, like, rocks.
Oops, sorry, kid. Sorry about that. I let all the air out of your tires.
So it sounds like some of them can be cool and some of them can be nightmares. It all depends who's running them.
Mm.
Right? Like that dude, Travis in Florida, he seems like he'd be a great guy to have as the head of your HOA. But then someone could take over for him who's like, by the book.
Right. Well, yeah.
Make your life a nightmare.
That's sort of what ends up happening usually. Because the cool guys can't do it forever. Like if you're a cool guy... You can't do it forever. The old people drive you nuts. They drive you nuts with the constant calls and the.
It's a position that's a volunteer and it's made for bitchy bored people.
Yes.
This guy says, I live downtown Detroit. We have an HOA. Well, they've been up in arms about people smoking weed in their condos. It's hilarious. Our yearly meeting almost ended up in a brawl. Everyone knows it's the white dude with dreads, but no one can prove it.
You guys are pointing a lot of fingers. I don't know who they think is smoking it.
Well, it's not me. I'll tell you that goddamn much.
It might be
You're the
you.
One with the predator hair.
That's right, but aren't you under a lot of pain?
No, I'm not in there. Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain, but I take pills like an American.
Well,
You're
I
a
wish
freak. You got weed on you right now, don't you?
No, that's parsley.
We just can't get him. Kick his ass. Kill him.
Oh my god. Meeting adjourned.
We know it's you.
It must drive them nuts. They can't handle
that guy,
right?
Oh my god.
Go ahead and try and prove it.
I know it's you.
It's not.
Yeah, that guy gets choked.
Let me go.
I'm just going to kill him, guys.
Oh, you strong World War II hands.
Yeah. This guy said, I moved into my dad's house when I was 16. Apparently, when I moved in, his HOA thought I was his much younger girlfriend. So they actually sent him a letter complaining about his lifestyle.
What?
That's nuts. They can do stuff like that?
Good morning, sinner.
Hey, whoremaster.
Sinner. Living out of wedlock, huh? Where's your slut? Hey, we needed this scarlet letter shirt for you.
Where's your slut?
Can you put this little bonnet on your trollop?
On your trollop.
Man, that would be horrible.
It's just amazing they can make life choices for you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Zach in New Hampshire, you had a run-in with the HOA that went wrong.
Got a rainbow flag over there.
Yeah, so I have a little Jack Russell Terrier, and this lady from the HOA, like, comes out of, like, nowhere. Scares me, and just with a bag full of poop. It's like, clean up after your dog. And I look at the poop, I'm like, there's no way this came from my dog. My dog would have basically have to give him, like, Bertha St. Bernard.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, like, I'll make sure to clean up after her. Thank you. And
oh, so you just sucked, like, it up? No. You just took it? I wouldn't have taken
it,
dude.
No. Oh, sometimes it's easier to just,
no,
what's he going to do? Smack her?
Well, no, I'm just... It's not worth getting in an argument over.
It's not.
Yeah. Like, take that, bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm not going to smack her, but I'm just not going to take it.
Smack her.
I'm just not going to pretend that it's my dog's poop in this way.
Yeah, look at my little dog. Look at that big poo.
Right, you could easily tell. Like, Jameson couldn't make a poop that big.
Right.
Oh, no way I'd go down for that. Listen, bitch, it's some other dog's poop.
Been waiting for you to walk out all morning.
Well, there he is. Go get him.
Whip out. Got you right in your face with your dog's crap.
How long was she holding that poop for?
Listen, man, I've seen poop disputes in my own neighborhood.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that wasn't my dog poop. That was my poop.
Yes.
We're having a dispute.
If you did that, James would be like, tip of the cap.
I'll get you.
And then the next day, you'd have a steamer.
Or what I do is I take my dog right in front of their house, and when the dog starts to poop, I pull down my pants and I start to poop too. No way. Don't worry, I'm going to pick up the dog's poop, but I'm leaving mine.
Yeah.
Someone said that they're plowing snow at an HOA condo right now in Metro Detroit. Been there 20 minutes. The treasurer has been out staring at them the whole time. He says, go away, bitchy lady.
I say,
you better do a great job.
While watching every move they make.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's nuts.
Bingo's not till Friday.
Listen, I'd almost guarantee that the chick that said that I was the 5'2" Asian with the just letting the dog loose.
And a quick recap on that story. Chuck found a dog loose and was trying to...
I almost hit it with my car, so right. I stopped. The dog looked exactly like my chocolate lab Hershey.
And for a second, you thought your dog was
I was
loose.
Like, oh my God, my dog got away. What the hell? I stopped. I'm like, Hershey, come here. And it wasn't responding to me. And then I realized it sort of came near me. And I was like, oh, no, that's a much older dog.
Yeah.
And then I was like, come on. Like, I was like trying to get him, but he wouldn't come with me. And then I finally was just like, go home, dog. Go home. And he walked off. He walked back, I'm assuming, to his house. I later found out. But a chick accused me of dropping a dog off in a black SUV, and I was a 5'2" Asian man.
Abandoning a dog, and yes, she reported you as a tiny Asian fellow.
But she was up at 4:30 in the morning, waiting.
I'm about to have lunch that time.
Yeah, exactly.
And one more call here, voice-changing technology.
Working on the...
Anonymous has some problems with the HOA in their area, right?
HOA stuff.
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors there, and we have a member who will go around the neighborhood and check people's tabs, see if their registration is current, and if it's expired, then he'll write them up to the management company to give them a fine in their own driveways.
But how can... That's not...
That's like a city issue.
Yeah, that's a state or city issue. That's not up to... the local HOA.
Yeah, but he sees it if it's, you know, we're real lenient, but this guy is real strict on everything. And, you know, most of the time we kind of, okay, whatever, you know, you do you. But, yeah, he'll write them up and they'll get a fine for it from the management company because technically they're not supposed to. But I think that's kind of a tool kind of move.
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, God, most of the people.
Douchebag.
Most of the people involved in this stuff.
Mind your business.
Our tools. Yeah. It's just a way for people to get into other people's business.
No, they love it, dude. There's like a huge amount of people that love other people's business.
Yeah.
They love throwing a wrench in their day.
Yep.
Especially if they're older.
Yeah.
It seems to be the case. Because they'll be all over you. The fact that Lisa's still with us over her garbage thing is amazing.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Look who's back. I was just listening to the Scorpions, that song, Big City Nights. You had a bunch of those, didn't you? We could tell because your garbage can's been out for 2 days. Forgot all about
garbage
this.
Garbage blew everywhere. Poor little Guatemalan woman was out there picking it up. We had to get rid of her, too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
They found the world's biggest bee that they thought was extinct long ago.
Yeah, this was cool.
Just been found alive in Indonesia.
See the chompers on this thing?
Yeah. 40 years after thinking that it was extinct, scientists found them on an island in Indonesia. The last time they had ever been spotted was in 1981.
That's wild to me.
It's called the Wallace's Giant Bee. The species was believed to be long extinct, but a group of researchers set out in Indonesia in the hopes of searching for the giant bee and other species, and they found it. They trekked for days, but on the last day, they spotted a termite mound that appeared to have a hole in it. Sure enough, they caught sight of the giant bee for the first time in decades. It is a black wasp-like insect that was discovered by Alfred Russel Wallace in 1859. He described it as to be as long as a human thumb, jaws like those of a stag beetle, and obviously the world's largest bee. It has a wingspan of a couple of inches.
They must have been so excited when they found it.
Well, these
looking
guys were
for a big bee, and we found it.
We're in the Amazon, and we're just looking for a special, special little friend, the colossal bee. And we don't think we're super nerds. By sweet Jesus, it's him! Yes! Yes!
The colossal bee!
It's him, the colossal bee! Look at his chompers!
Size of our thumb.
Yes.
2-inch wingspan.
You can see his
mandibles of the sweet willow.
Look at his mandibles! It's him! It's him! Jesus, that's no wasp!
Wait a second. He's not exactly happy.
Let me get my, Oh, Jesus! Wrong beat! Wrong beat! Take me to the Jesus error! Please!
Get the water!
Please! Get to the rivers!
Stop!
This was so stupid!
Stop it! Ow!
I'm so strong! They're gonna drink the water!
They can swim!
They're so pissed! They're so pissed and stinging!
They didn't want to be found!
No, they didn't!
These are very upset!
We should have left them be! No pun intended!
Look at my ear!
Please.
Look at my ear!
No, get it out! Get it out!
Look at my ear!
Sweet Christ! Oh, they are
exactly how it went.
Hear something?
Sort of.
Oh, she's stinging my nipples! My nipples and my tank even! Sorry, bitch! Sorry, bitch! My nether regions aren't safe from their vicious stings! They're to protect their queen! This is him, my brother, my science brother.
But your heroes in the bee world.
Yeah.
The bee world.
The bee world.
We're called the bee finders.
So in the bee world, we're just like the Rolling Stones.
The bee boys.
The bee boys.
The ghost of bee boys.
I got your bee shirts.
That's right. Oh, and God. Pants. Matching pants. People often wonder what all the buzz is about. But
easy. We take beads and we make them rock and roll.
That's right.
Nothing drops panties like the busy buzz of some beads that are undiscovered.
Want to taste this, honey, sweetie?
Oh, Jesus, run, ladies, run! Run for your lives!
Don't worry, we'll handle this, ladies.
This is our...
We gotta run! We gotta get out of here. There's nothing we can do. Those ladies are dead.
Those ladies are screaming.
What have we done with our charisma? Our white-hot sexual charisma.
We're so attractive.
It's just like...
It's like the fourth chicks we've killed.
It's like old...
just walk over there.
It's fine. Don't have to freak out about. Just go over there. Outside of where you can see us.
Yep. The man who found the world's biggest bee.
Yep.
Heroes among us.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.